A major problem that faces modern cities is how to deal with the increasing amount of garbage that people produce. Cairo, the capital of Egypt, has a population of 15 million people. This leads to an enormous amount of garbage. Yet, until recently, the city had no official system for collecting garbage. Instead, a group of people known as the Zabalin collected and recycled the garbage in order to make a living for themselves. Now, many people are saying that the Zabalin's methods were more efficient than those used in most of the world. The Zabalin are mainly the descendants of poor farmers who first settled in Cairo during the 1950s. Traditionally, the men went from house to house collecting garbage with a cart pulled by a donkey. Meanwhile, the Zabalin women stayed at home and sorted through the garbage that the men brought back. Any food that was collected was fed to their pigs and chickens, while other materials were used to make cloth and other goods. In this way, over 80% of the garbage was recycled. Life was not easy for the Zabalin. Their housing was bad, and they often suffered from poor health. Over time, however, both their housing conditions and their lifestyles have improved. A school, clinic, and park were built by the government for the Zabalin, and the children started to receive a better education. More and more of the younger generation are able to receive university degrees. At the same time, they began to focus on recycling high-tech materials such as computer parts, which has allowed them to make more money. From the 1980s, Cairo began to produce more garbage than the Zabalin could collect. Then in 2003, the city decided to employ two European companies to help handle some of the garbage. Many people were not pleased with the new system. One problem was that it cost more money. Another was that far less was recycled, leaving more garbage to be buried in the ground. Hoping to reduce costs and improve the environment, many people would now like to expand the traditional method of collecting garbage.